of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her exercise in the time of COVID. Oh, I'm just sweating at the thought. You know, this is going to be a wonderful show with our fabulous Gretchen Reynolds once again. And before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Okay. Now, here's your first reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show because your feedback is positively golden. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life.
It's all about Her.
Well, now that your world is turned upside down... I mean, this is the way I seem to be starting all my episodes these days. You're sitting back saying, okay, let me just see if I got all this straight. We're about, oh gosh, 5 months going on, 6 months into this pandemic, this global pandemic with the COVID-19 virus. And you keep reading more and more. And one of the things you read is that the best place to be is outdoors, because it's the safest place, so long as you're not standing on top of each other. If you're out there taking a walk in the park with your dog and, you know, back and forth, then all of a sudden it got more complex. It's like, wait a minute, are you supposed to be wearing a mask outdoors? What if you're the only person in the whole friggin' park? What if suddenly there's a bunch of runners who come up on you? Ah, what are you supposed to do with all of this? Well, of course, we're going to turn to Gretchen Reynolds because she's got all the damn answers. And as you know by now, Gretchen Reynolds is one of my most favorite experts. She writes the popular Phys Ed column. Oh, let me finish this damn intro. I love this stuff, Gretchen. She writes the popular Phys Ed column for the New York Times. And if you're not reading it, you're a total loser. It's just got absolute bleeding edge, cutting edge science on everything that has to do with moving your little body. So it posts online as well as part of the Well blog. So you can get it both different ways. And appears in the print edition of the paper Science Times. The column regularly is among the week's most emailed stories. And several columns have been among the most viewed and most emailed stories of the year at the New York Times. And I know about that because I probably talked about it here on my wonderful Her podcast. She writes for a variety of other publications, including the New York Times Magazine, Oh, the Oprah Magazine, Men's Journal, Outside, blah, blah, blah. It goes on forever. Just look her up. And, you know, what can I say? Gretchen Reynolds. Gretchen, welcome back.
I am so delighted to be here. Your introduction is fabulous. Thank you very much.
You know, you and I were supposed to see each other at the annual meeting for the American College of Sports Medicine. I rustled your little behind right into that ACSM involvement in a big way because it was a nice sandbox to play in with you. And then lo and behold, this year I got elected to the Board of Trustees and I was going to have a really good time with you. And then, oh, well.
2020, yes.
Yeah, I know. That means 2020 means nothing happened. Everything. We are the cancel culture. I mean, our whole association meeting with 30,000 people showing up, supposed to be in San Francisco, got canceled. Oh, well, you know, and back and forth. So I miss you, Gretchen. So we'll just have to kind of do this ever so virtually. Now, listen, Gretchen. I've been writing and, you know, posting on my social media, all of your wonderful work. I have been yelling and screaming and ranting and raving about people getting out and from this, all this lockdown stuff and all this phase 1, 2, 3, God knows where you are out there in the 50 states, because all the 50 states are doing it 50 different ways. Oh my God. But I'll tell you one thing, you know, what's really weird, I have noticed more and more people getting out and walking after you and I have been yelling and screaming for years for people to get up and walk. Now it's the safest place on the planet. So, Gretchen, what's going on with physical activity in the COVID era?
You know, it's going to be really interesting when we start getting some good, reliable data about that, because as a reporter in the health beat, I get all kinds of press releases and early studies and that sort of thing, which right now I would say are contradicting one another. I think both anecdotally and some of the data suggests that people are actually moving more. You've probably seen some of the data from Fitbit, the company that, you know, provides activity monitors to a lot of people. Their early look back probably in March at what the lockdowns were doing to people's activity showed that they actually were somehow finding ways to move more. And that may have been because, you know, spending all morning with the family was too much, and then you went out for a walk. But other data is showing very different findings. I think, you know, people who have a Fitbit probably are already interested in moving. So for them, being locked up meant they found whatever opportunity is available to move. Other people, older people, a lot of younger people, people who have multiple kids who are not in school, the very early data suggests they're moving a lot less. It's just hard to find the time. It's hard to find the place. The gym is closed. Some state parks are closed. So I think this is going to be a really big natural experiment in who moves most and why, and what happens when some people hardly move at all, and what the long-term implications will be. And we just don't know that yet.
That's so interesting. You know, I went to my gym is the Equinox Gym. And I went there. I say that because it's actually a global gym. It's all over the world. And I went to mine somewhat locally. And just to walk in there, I had the strangest psychic experience. I missed my tribe. I really missed my tribe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Are people looking at that?
I hope they are. Right now we're sort of in the middle of all of this, and I'm seeing press releases. I'm not seeing a lot of studies yet. And of course, that usually takes years. We're seeing a lot more things like preprints, where scientists are doing surveys with a whole lot of people and then putting up their results, even though they haven't been peer reviewed. But we still don't have very much hard data on what the pandemic is doing to people's activity patterns. And what I hope, and what I personally am seeing, and this is similar to what you mentioned, which has nothing to do with science, but has everything to do with anecdotal evidence, is I am seeing a lot more people walking on the trails and paths that I use than I did 6 months ago. And I think that's because some people have more time on their hands because they're not having to commute to work. Some people may be more aware of their health than they ever were before. Some people may be going stir crazy, stuck in their house. But I think and I hope that a lot of people are just getting outside more. And even if that means walking for 10 minutes, that's huge. The implications of that, if they weren't doing that before, are much better health. If people were walking an hour before and now they're only walking 5 minutes, the implications of that are a lot more worrying.
Well, you know, there is data now that sales of dogs When I say sales, I mean, it could be everything from buying a dog from a breeder to adoptions. Adoptions are up through the ceiling. And so I can only say, you know how I love to say this, walk your dog, even if you don't have one. So there's your excuse to walk right there, because now you have a lovely four-legger right along with you. But, you know, honestly, when I went into the gym, I did not use the gym. I went in, actually, I was in the local neighborhood, and I wanted to stop in and just say hi. I really miss these people. And I walked through the gym, and Gretchen, I took pictures. It was one of the eeriest things ever. It was just, I mean, you've got rows of treadmills and ellipticals and rowers, and you've got a smattering of people in there. No one was wearing a mask, but the place is pretty huge. And so if you're way over there, then I think that nobody's caring, you know, with regard to wearing a mask, because no one's near you. I don't know. What do you think?
I wrote a story. Again, we have very little data on the implications of working out inside in these areas. We have some data about how droplets move inside, which does not mean that, you know, droplets are carrying any kind of infection, but there is growing evidence that droplets can linger longer than scientists thought they could at the beginning of the pandemic. So the experts, the scientists that I've talked to about gyms, that all of them have agreed you should be wearing a mask. And that's basically not to protect you. But there might be a little bit of protection if you're wearing a mask, but it most certainly is important to protect other people. And if you are breathing heavily, which you will do even if you're just walking, your breath is going to go farther than if you are standing still. If your gym is air conditioned and they don't have doors and windows open, then the air is not moving around very much and the ventilation can be somewhat poor. In fact, if you're going to a gym where they're using air conditioning, I think it's worth, and that the experts told me that it's worth, going and talking to the gym manager and saying, can you turn off the air conditioning and open every door and window in this place? Because you do want the air circulating. You want the outside air coming in and the inside air going out. Air conditioners are not conducive to that, and neither are those the split sort of air conditioner units where part of it is outside the building and the other part is inside. If your gym uses that sort of heating cooling mechanism, every expert I talked with said, go to the manager and say, please turn this off, open the doors and windows. You want the air moving. You want to be wearing a mask. You want everyone around you to be wearing a mask. And you don't want those masks to be paper surgical masks. But, I mean, I'm sure you're aware of all of this, but paper surgical masks get wet really fast, even if you're just breathing normally. And if you're breathing fast the way you do, even walking on a treadmill, even walking from one machine to another machine, they're just going to get soaked. And the wetter they are, the less effective they are at blocking any kind of germs or anything. So don't wear paper surgical masks. It does look like that any kind of sort of polyester thin material that you can kind of breathe through it can be an effective barrier. I think there was a lot of publicity about a very small, rather meaningless study last week suggesting that wearing buffs or gaiters, the kind of masks that basically go around your neck and get pulled up over your nose and mouth, that those might be not only ineffective but even dangerous. That's almost certainly completely untrue. And there have been a couple of much better follow-up immediate studies looking at that, showing that wearing that kind of mask, the one that goes around your neck and you pull it up over your face, if it's polyester, if it has at least two thin layers, it is quite effective at blocking your transmission of any large particles of breath. And if it's polyester, some sort of breathable material, it will not be quite as unpleasant. I'll be frank with you. I can't stand to run in a mask. I find it really hard. So I no longer get on the treadmill at my gym, which is open, because I can't wear a mask on it. So I do any running that I'm going to do on trails that are empty, and I wear a gaiter, a buff, whatever you want to call it, one of the masks that goes around your neck, you pull it up over your face. And when I am either passing or a runner is coming towards me, I pull it up over my face and I keep it up until we're at least 10 feet apart from one another. You should maintain more than the 6 foot distance if you're running. And then once we are past, I pull it back down. Otherwise, I feel as if I cannot breathe. My face is streaming with sweat. It's not pleasant. And so I'm perfectly willing to get out at 6:30 in the morning so I can run. But I will if I'm close to anyone, and I hope that they will also wear a mask.
What about cyclists? Do they have to wear a mask?
If you're cycling in a group, every expert I've spoken with has said yes. And that means even if you're cycling with people you know, unless it's the people you live with and see every day, you should wear a mask. And again, I would suggest, this is my own preference, a two-layer polyester mask that you can really easily keep around your face, but you will get some airflow. The thing about cycling and to a lesser degree running is it does look as if the breath, the particles that you are breathing out, will go behind you in your slipstream for quite a ways. It may be 20 or 30 feet. It might be even farther if the cyclist is going really fast. Yes, that is in the slipstream right behind you. But it does mean if you are riding on a public path and not a road, if you pass anyone, you should be wearing a mask and you should anticipate, to a lesser degree, it's even true walking. Your breath will go more than 6 feet behind you if you are walking quickly. So give people a lot of room on the path, just as you would want them to give you room. Wear a mask. If you're on if you're bike riding, let them know you're coming up behind them so that they're not startled. A lot of this has to do with just being mindful of other people and what they will want from you, which is really why you wear a mask anyway.
So Gretchen, a lot of people want to have a little something at home to be able to stay fit. What do you recommend at the very basic, not super expensive?
Thing is, if you live in an apartment building, find the stairwell nearby and use that as your aerobic training. And then I'm sure you would probably agree with me, get a jump rope. I think jump ropes are they're a terrific way to get an aerobic, easy aerobic workout, as long as you're not living above someone in an apartment building. They also are good for balance. You can do it for 2 minutes. You can do it for 20 minutes. And then you just don't need a lot of equipment to get a really perfectly good strength whole body workout. Just do a few push-ups. If you're not familiar with push-ups, do them against your kitchen counter the first few times. Do some wall squats. You and I have talked about this. You just sit against the wall with your back against it, and it's really good for leg strength, and anyone can do it. If you can jump rope for 5 minutes, do 2 minutes of wall squats, do a couple of push-ups, that's going to keep you as fit as you need to be for now. And then get out and go for a walk or run whenever you can. And just don't think of exercise as a chore. Think of it as sort of your escape from all these terrible conditions that are going on right now. This is the moment when you can take a little bit of time for you. That's you can remind yourself that your body works well if nothing else in your life does.
And it's, again, going back to this crazy, wacky year we're having, you're absolutely right. So you know what I just gave myself the other day? Now, first of all, you know I'm a kettlebell queen, so I have my kettlebells, which I
yes.
absolutely love. Well, you know, they're superb.
But those are impossible to get now.
Well, I know. Thank God I had these suckers to start with. And so I have my kettlebells, which will give you a high-intensity interval training, believe it or not, because it's both aerobic strength, balance, flexibility. It's just one of the best all-round things, and all you need are just, you know, one or two kettlebells. You can make it with either one of those. But guess what else I just gave myself for my recent birthday? I got myself a small trampoline, a rebounder. Love it. This is the most fun. Have you ever gotten one for your home? This thing's crazy. It's so good.
I haven't done it in years, and I used to have one, and then we moved into a different house, and it, you know, went on the garage sale pile somehow, and I haven't gotten one since. But I saw on your Facebook page that you'd gotten one, and I thought, that's one way to sort of run without having to see anyone else and wear a mask.
Well, no, it gets even worse, Gretchen. And that is that I'm busy all the time now. Normally, as you know, and you do too, I travel a lot, right? Well, guess what I'm not doing? I'm not traveling a lot. So instead, I'm having endless Google meetings and Zooms and how many platforms, and it's making me crazy. And so I have a glass desk, and I'm saying all this so that you have to understand this desk. So that desk is not rising anywhere. But what I did do was I bought a riser for on top of the desk, so it goes quite high. And now I could stand up because I cannot stand to sit. I don't like to sit. It's the worst. And plus, all my pelvic girdle muscles contract and my hamstrings screaming at me if I sit for too long. It's like, no. So it's arriving actually tomorrow. I'm so excited. I can't stand myself. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have that on top of my desk. And instead of just standing there, I'm going to actually stand on my trampoline under my desk and, you know, like part of it under my desk. And then I'm going to stand on it and do all kinds of cool stretches and kind of marching, you know, in place stuff. And then when I have a moment in between meetings, I'm going to hop on and off it. I love this thing. It is the best idea ever. And so that's why I got the trampoline. Can you believe that?
I think it looks really fun. And I mean, let's face it, the main motivating force for people to be active is if they are enjoying what they're doing. And I think that looks like a lot more fun than, you know, one of the treadmill desks. I'm a firm believer. I may have to try it too.
All right, Gretchen. So what you're really saying is get on out there, move as much as you can. This has always been your rant, my rant. And the fact that it's COVID gives you another excuse to get out of your house already and stop this lockdown silliness and just get on out to the park. Try to find places where there aren't a million people so that you can really enjoy it. And if there's no one around, you don't have to wear a mask. You're okay. But if people are around, you know what I'm saying. Remember your physical distancing as well. So important to stay physically active. And at the same time, be creative about what you're doing at home. There's some real simple, inexpensive ways that you could stay really, really physically active and in good shape just at home. Just doing your own, using your own body weight for strength training. I got myself, seriously, my trampoline cost, you know, I think $130. And that's it. And something like that could be worth its weight in platinum for you. So what I'm really trying to say is please, please stay physically fit, because that'll also keep you mentally fit while we're dealing with all the challenges and struggles that are happening as we try to cope with and navigate through this entire global pandemic situation that's affecting just everybody everywhere on this planet. So with that, any last words of wisdom, Gretchen?
I would say the one thing that everyone should bear in mind is there are almost no confirmed cases of someone getting sick from being outside. So as you said, try to avoid big groups, but if you possibly can, just get outside and go for the tiniest walk that you have time for, and you will feel so much better.
Gretchen, thank you so much for your words of wisdom, clearly. Everyone, we've been talking to Gretchen Reynolds, who writes the popular phys ed column for the New York Times. Make sure to read it every single week. And please, please, please stay physically active, for crying out loud. All right. Now, everyone out there, take a minute to hit iTunes, rate and review the show, because we love to hear from you. Why? Well, because we'll start with me. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I'm the host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook and remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today. Now listen, stay safe and stay well.